Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Are you a proud black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's ninashaz@gmail.com.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Are you prepared for the 2023 fall and winter months? Dry skin season is upon us, and you should be ready with AHA Soufflé, thick, rich, creamy body butters. We have a variety of scents to choose from. Enjoy our famous strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and cherry, just to name a few. Shop our website, aha.com, or for faster pickup, visit your local beauty supply or health food stores near you. Also, show some love by liking and sharing our Absolutely Fabulous Facebook page or ShadeQueen77 IG page. Absolutely Fabulous. Your skin? Well, thank you for it.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, y'all. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e. Conversations with a Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply store or health food store near you and purchase AHA Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients and whipped to creamy, rich perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShadeQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, email afshaybutter@gmail.com. Again, that's afshaybutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcomed and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App with the money sign and Hermina Shabazz as the Cash App name. Thank you and have a blessed day. Love the skin you're in daily with AHA Soufflé Rich Creamy Body Butters. Visit your local beauty supply or health food store and purchase a variety of scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Please follow, like, and share on our Facebook page, Absolutely Fabulous, and our Instagram pages, ShadeQueen77 and Silky Shay. Your skin will glow for you. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your growing business without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, which is also linked to other podcast radios such as TuneIn Player, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. For further details about airing your brand and business, contact ninashaz@gmail.com. Blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, y'all. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e., Conversations with the Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients whipped to rich, creamy, thick perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShayQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Grand Rising fam, fall is approaching. Are you ready to fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. Are you a black business owner looking to expand your audience and clientele? Voice of Black Star can help with you promoting your ads during our broadcast, aired every Friday on Exquisite Podcast Radio Networking. Not only is the Voice of Black Star here to help awaken souls to the Father, but to support our brothers and sisters to expand their business. Email me, minashazz@gmail.com. That's MinaShazz @gmail.com. Thank you for being a supporter of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Networking. We'll thank you for it.
Can it be?
This is Free Babylon.
She wrote a number down here in front of me.
These wicked rulers and wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like the shadow. They won't be round very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long.
Welcome to Babylon, she's the biggest whore ever. Ran by arrogant kings like Nebuchadnezzar. Egyptologists believe your heart is weighed against the feather, but Yahweh's the spirit and his judgment is forever. Seeing is believing, that's the world's understanding. But even if we seen it, still we wouldn't understand it. This vision's for the visionary, not for the vision. You never visualize if your mind is in prison. You never can achieve if you're living like a Christian. Backslide daily, dreaming of a white Christmas. I serve Yah, so I hope I'm in the remnant. Wish I could convince the world they need to be repentant. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear me. Instead, they hate the truth, so they'd rather stay from near me.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long.
I was born in 89 when the Berlin Wall fell. Perhaps I'll be here long enough to see it all fail. For the love of ballin', they under by all spell. Teach me to chase money, but that is a tall tale. The dead among the dead can't even smell foul smells. The water's full of poison, the bread is all stale. The flesh is all bad, the spirit is all good. Many claim to be shepherds, but they are not all good. It's simple if you open your ears, the deaf can hear it. So if your eyes are closed, I pray I'll reach you with these lyrics. Change your ways today, not later or next yearish. Since we know that Yah judges us righteously, we should fear it. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear it. Instead, they hate the truth, so they'd rather stay from near it.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be round very long.
Our job to bring the truth, not everybody gon' bear it. Making them love Yah is like an arranged marriage. We could pray for them, but most of them gon' perish. I speak the language of love, I've never been to Paris. Soon the time will come when they label me a terrorist. Because I know the truth, when Babylon told me cherish. Lie on top of lie and spit it back like a parrot. A soldier for Yah, I'm decorated with merits. I got sisters and brothers that feel the same. Keep the law of Yah, and they call me by my name. To go through hell on earth and then the lake will be a shame. Cause Babylon's going and America's her name. My people bring the truth, you think they will want to hear us? Instead they feel condemned, so they'd rather stick near us. That's that mindset.
Heart filled with
heart filled with evil. People with riches of camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like the shadow. They won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of this song, like a shadow. Them won't be around very long, around very long, around very long, like a shadow. They won't be around very long, around very long, around very long, like a shadow. They won't be around very long, they won't be around very long, they won't be around very long.
And wisdom family, and thank you for joining me again, Hermina Shabazz, for the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Family, I am here today because I'm talking to the saints today. The Most High has put it on my spirit to speak with the saints today. There's so much stuff going on. There's a lot of chaos going on amongst the brews. Some people say, you know, the grooves, the camps, whatever like that, whatever you want to go there with, but for the most part, the saints. I'm going to call you the saints because that's what the Most High sees you. He wants you guys to become saints to him, you know, and put out the word to the Gentiles as to what is taking place in this world today. As you see, everything's still burning in California and it's slowly spreading. Well, actually, it's spreading kind of fast. And, you know, everybody's talking about how, you know, these wildfires, you know what I'm saying, were started by somebody, and, you know, and then you got people who were followers who fell off from the faith. They fell off because they got distracted by listening to man instead of just letting the Most High use those that brought you into the faith to take you where you need to go, and then you branch off from there. The goal was to get to the Most High, or get to so-called Christ, who is the Son of the Most High. But we're going to get into that pretty soon, too, because the saints, we need this right here, because there's too much division going on as far as who's Christ, you know, he's the same, he's also God, you know, the big one that sits really on the throne. But we're going to go there, but because I'm going to read the Epistle of Paul. I'm going to come for you guys through the Epistle of Paul to the those of the saints that were in Ephesus. Those were the saints that were in Ephesus. So Paul was speaking to these Jews, Hebrews, you know, the tribes, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we're all scattered. We're all scattered, family. But the point that I was making is that it's too much division and so forth. Right now it's end times. We're really right here. Our job now is to spread the gospel of Christ. Is in Paul, I'm reading out of the KJV, the King James Version, 1611, and so it's going to say Jesus Christ, okay, guys? It's going to say, you know, the Creator's servant, Yeshua. Some people say Yeshua, some people say Yeshua. It's just the name game can take us totally off, so I'm not going to deal with that right now. I'm just going to read to you what is in the book, and if you have ears, please hear, okay? All right. Let's go ahead and get started because, like I said, the fires are still going on in California. Like I was saying before, they're thinking that somebody started them, or that we're practicing. Back to what I was saying as well. There is someone out there who was a part of faith. I followed faithfully. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate his podcast, his YouTube shows or whatever. And he kind of fell off because he got distracted by trying to follow man instead of following the true scriptures. And so now he's kind of so-called taking shots at those of us who really follow scripture and believe what is being said, and that this is judgment time for this earth. But he doesn't see it that way, you know, because the Most High, he was surface. He was not the Most High, but the person I'm speaking of had a surface level of spiritualness with the Most High. But I won't keep going with that one because, like I said, it's sad to watch. I mean, I've been under the truth for the past a little over a decade now. And it's been 10 years since my eyes have been opened, and I've watched so many of our fellow people starting to fall off, especially at these very end times. We're really starting to see a lot of division and a lot of people falling off or taking things way to the left, which shouldn't be.
Because at the end of the day, we're supposed to be following what Christ has said and told us to do. Not, you know, mocking each other, you know what I'm saying, for lack of understanding, which means that you need to get studying more. But anyway, I'm going to digress on that. For real, because I want to get on to what Paul, and what, I mean, not what Paul, but what the Most High has put on my heart to bring to you. This is the message to the saints. It says, this is going to be the epistle of Paul, the apostle to the Ephesians. And those are Israel's or Israelites or Hebrews or, you know, one of the 12 tribes. We've all been scattered. So family, by this time right here, we are all been scattered. So it's like we're not in our one spot anymore. So he's speaking to those there because Most High is preparing for certain times and things. So anyway, let's keep going. Let's get started. Paul, it says Paul, an epistle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. That's verse 6 again. I'm going to read that again. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of him of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Yeshua, or Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his power, mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and a dominion in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in one. Now, I'm going to stop there because I'm going to read chapter 2 as well. Because that's going to talk about, this is to the saints now, family. And I'm going to cover, there's two things I'm covering right here as far as Okay, there's also has been a second thing going on with the, you know, that's kind of tearing the community apart. And that is whether Jesus Christ is actual God. Okay? Right here what I just read, and if you go to read Ephesians, you can read very clearly what it says. He put him at his right hand. Now, God is not going to put himself at his right hand, his own right hand. Okay? He has used Christ as the person over the saints. He used Christ to create the creation, y'all. And that's what people are misunderstanding. But I digress. They don't want to grasp. But the point is that you guys, he's saying that you have been called, family. You have been called. The saints have been called. You're being called, guys, to come out. Come out of all this little chaotic, all this unnecessary divisions. By talking about the same thing that's been going on forever now, we've been talking about the same thing. His name is this, is that. You know, this and the third. You know, we speak English, family, and that's just the way it goes. So, yes, you think he's going to really, you know, turn you away because you didn't call him the right name? Because no one knows that. He's going to have a new name pretty soon. So what does it matter? If he knows your heart, and that's the thing. He knows what's inside. He knows what you're thinking. He knows your sins. He knows all this stuff. He knew you before the creation of time. He's not say that. Isn't that what Paul just said? That he knew you. He knew you before time. So, I mean, family, this is a lot deeper than just you calling him Lord or calling him God or calling him, you know, Yeshua, Yeshaya, Hamashiach, and all that kind of stuff, trying to be fancy with it because you don't speak Hebrew, family. We don't know the true language of Hebrew. I'm sorry. I mean, because we'd be all over the place, you know what I'm saying? And all this vain talk. And that's what the Most High said, don't get caught up. But that's what, in one of the scriptures, it talks about us not getting caught up in all forms of doctrines and stuff like that because you lose the message. You lose the message and you don't go out there and do what he says for you to do, which is to awaken people to the truth and bring people to him because that was the purpose of us being the chosen people. To bring those out there to him because it's going to be a one world thing where he's going to be ruling pretty soon. And so we are out here having to do the prep work. That's what we're doing. He used Christ the same way. Or Yeshua, whichever you want to call him. But yes, he used him the same way. But he is our head. You know what I'm saying? Because God is over Christ. Okay? Most High, you know, omnipotent is not going to, I mean, he can order people to do what he wants to do. You know what I'm saying? He orders things. Okay? He's like the CEO of the entire company. And he has his, then you go down the line to the branches, you know, president, vice president, you know, co-CEO, or not even co-CEO. You just be president, vice president. You got those people like that. And that's how you should see yourself. And I gave that analogy because in today's world, this is how the thinking goes, you know. It's the hierarchy. We need to understand order and everything. So, family, that was a pretty cool one from the Epistle of Paul. I read chapter 1. That was chapter 1. And that we should be the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Okay? You were sealed with it. And also, let's read, like I said, I'm reading from Paul chapter 1, and this is going to be verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So Christ was with us from the beginning, where they said Melchizedek, all that stuff, it's all there, family. We have been predestined from the beginning, and that's why we're having such a hard time now. That's why we can't see now. And you have a lot of false people out there who say they believe in Christ but really don't, because they're mocking their women. They're mocking their, you know, the Hebrew sisters or the, you know, the, you know, your black sisters and
and stuff like that. You have that going on amongst us. We're like battling rams against one another, you know, because you men want to be God. You want to be Christ. You think you're supposed to be seen as Christ, but you are far from him. You don't want that covering, but you want to have covering over your wife to be able to tell her and treat her some kind of way, but you don't want to take orders from your creator, your master. Can you hear me, family? Can you hear me, men? This is a hard truth, and it's coming from a female's voice, but hey, you don't have to deal with it, because the Most High uses whomever he pleases. You need humbleness. A lot of our men need to be humble, and they're to this point here, that's what the saints right now, as far as it goes, is to our men, because our men are they're all over the place, and they're blaming. They're doing the blame game, and it's enough with the blame. It's time to take responsibility for your actions, and you need to commit back to Christ for real, or Yeshua, HaMashiach. But anyway, I'm gonna read chapter 2, like I said, of the book of the Ephesians. Okay, because right now there's a lot of division going on. You know, you can find we need to find peace. There has to be peace with Christ. And ye have, now this is chapter 2, Ephesians, and it says, and ye have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loveth us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Okay, now that is in parentheses. That part I just read, by grace ye are saved. That doesn't mean just because has he given grace and he's showing you mercy right now? Because right now he gave grace to the United States. But now you see what's happening. A lot of wild stuff is happening. They can't get these wildfires under control in the dead of winter. They can see if it was summertime and they would caught fire and stuff like that. But no, and they still burning. And it's spreading. Okay? People are losing their things and they can't rebuild there. Or won't be able to rebuild there. You know, but like I'm talking about, but saved by grace. That is, and I'm talking to the saints right now. Of course, Gentiles will be saved. And I will read that again. That'll be our next episode on Voice of Black Star. That'll be chapter 3, Grace Given to the Gentiles. And we're going to talk about what that means. But that doesn't mean that you continue in sin, that grace may abound, family. Selah. Verse 6 of chapter 2 of the book to the Ephesians, okay? This is written by Paul. Well, not written by Paul, but this is the words that Paul had to give to the saints who were in Ephesus. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's a gift. You know, you ain't saved by grace for yourself, fam. This is a gift. He gave me grace as a gift. But he understands. He knows. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's read that again. Verse 8 and 9 together. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's not of works, like some people be boasting about their, you know, what they've done and boasting about that. You don't, no. You know what I'm saying? Because then you start getting boastful, and that's where pride step in. And I noticed a lot of pride has been stepping into a lot of our brothers lately in this walk. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay? Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh,
who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time ye were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Remember, he cut us off. Deuteronomy shows that, tells you about what happened. This right here is what it's talking about, by the blood of Christ. For he in our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contrived in ordinances, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. That's a mouthful right there. Verse 15, family, I know that sounds kind of strange. Like, what in the world is going on here? It's so poetic. Sometimes the Bible can be very poetic in its saying. You know, the Most High speak in poetry. That's why a lot of our brothers and sisters are great poets, can write very well, because we're good like that. But anyway, I'm going to keep going. But the law, you know what I'm saying, because Christ came down because he had become the sacrifice. Because if it wasn't for him, we would all be dead, mentally and physically, continue to be dead. You know, so he had to come down because they couldn't keep killing the bulls and stuff like that, because in oxen they kept killing goats and stuff like that, and sheep, because, you know, they atone for their sins, but they kept repeating their sins to the point where they thought that by grace ye are saved. Because in their head, they're thinking, ooh, you have grace, so you can, you know, do whatever. Just come kill a cow or kill whatever, sacrifice it, and he'll forgive you. No, that's not how it works, family. So that's when Christ had to come into play. He had to send his only begotten son down to come down and say, all right, this, okay, you got to be the ultimate sacrifice. That's why now, if you continue in your sins and you let them be abound, then there is no more salvation for you. So anyway, we can go on for that one. But yeah, verse 15 is chock-load full of stuff. So you need to go back and read these books for yourself. Do not believe in me and what I am saying. Pray for understanding when you get into this book, and you go ahead and you read for yourself. Okay? Let's keep going. Verse 17, and came, let's see, verse 16, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. By going to the cross, he broke that break. He mended, so to speak, that break between the Most High Power, the Most Omnipotent, and the children that he called to be his witnesses. He called to be, you know, the saints. He called to be his saints, that we read in chapter 1. So, that being said, okay, let's keep going. For through him we both have an access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Okay, and that's going to be, keep going, let's go, one more. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building built fitly framed together goeth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Let's read verse 21 again. In whom all the building fitly framed together goeth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Verse 22. In whom ye also are builded together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Okay, so we read chapter 1 and chapter 2 to the Ephesians, you know, the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, to the saints that are in Ephesus, that was in Ephesus, that's who we've spoken to. Okay, family? He's gathering those back together before he touched the Gentiles, mind you. Okay? Before he touched the Gentiles.
You know, he had to come to the saints because you are the ones that were chosen to speak the word of the Most High Power. You're the ones to spread the message to the Gentiles. And it's highly important, family. It's so highly important that we get it together, especially in these times that we're in right now. The times that we're in right now are extremely, extremely sensitive. And you have to be ready spiritually. This is a spiritual battle you're fighting right now. And you have to be there. I know a lot is going on, you know, people are still carrying on like life is what it is, but deep down, it's this change. There's a shift coming. There's a shift, and it's happening. Well, it's not coming, it's happening. The shift is happening. You know, and like I said, with having, you know, Trump in office, it's just, everything is coming together as Most High has planned. He has ordained this. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows it all. So I'm just going to take his word that he gave to the saints to pass down to us, to our generation, for us to be enlightened and awakened and aware and ready for when this physical as well as the spiritual battle takes place. Okay, I will be getting back to the book of Revelations again too, and I also have the book of James that I'm trying to get into as well. I'm reading, and I know I started on that, but I'm only picking out scriptures that the Most High has put in my heart to talk about. Because, family, I don't go through and just be like, okay, we're going to study this today, we're going to study it. No, I go by what the Spirit put upon me to do. And, like, coming to the book of Paul was just like to the Ephesians, to the saints. Because it's like being in Ephesus now, and I'm talking to the saints right now. Telling you guys that we need to let go of all this petty fighting amongst ourselves. Who knows what, where this is, what that is, you know. No. Let's preach the gospel. Okay, because that's salvation. Not whether his name is Yeshua or Jesus Christ. Not whether, you know, the land is here or there. Because, mind you, I do believe that the land of our Holy Land is in Africa. It's what they call so-called South Africa, that Central South Africa thing. There's something about that. Cause like I said, I've been reading maps, been looking at maps and pulling up stuff and pulling up certain words. Like, I have a perfect African map. I had to put some clear tape on it because I have folded it and unfolded it so many times. I really do need to laminate it because it's an excellent map. And it has some key words and stuff on there, key names of certain things on there that fit scripture. But yes. So anyway, it just takes some studying, takes some time to studying. You know, it's not about who's right or wrong, who's, you know, the little petty stuff. But that's not what's going to get us in those doors. That's not going to get us in those gates. That's not what's going to get us in that, you know, that resurrection. That's not what's going to get us, you know what I'm saying, to be part of 144. That's not what's going to do it. Okay? That's not what's going to do it. So let's focus on real things. Let's start putting two and two together. Let's start talking about these wildfires. What's the next thing to come? What is the next one? Let's hit up some revelation. Let's get more talk about revelation. Let's get more talk about salvation. What we got to do to, you know, stay healthy in these times. Let's talk about that. Not bashing each other. You know what I'm saying? It's time wasted. That's what Satan wants. That's what he wants. Prince of the Airways, he wants that. He loves it. That we're so distracted. Stop being distracted, Zion. Stop being distracted. And start preaching the truth to the world so they can be ready. And to the Gentile. As to the Jew, to the Gentile as well, family. You know, and I'm talking true Israel. I'm talking true Zion. I'm talking true, the true people, the true scattered. That the Most High wasn't playing with. He got so upset with us. He got so pissed with our ancestors. That he divorced us for a little while. He let the world have us. He let our enemies have us. And now, it's to the point now, it's flowing over with so much, we're so damaged now to the point where it's like, okay, now he figured, you know, it's time to bring my babies back home, so to speak. And that's what it is like, family. That's where we are today. The Father is calling his children back. He's like, I'm calling the flock. I'm gathering my sheep. I'm gathering them up now. He's doing a lot of filtering. And like I said, and a lot of the brothers and sisters out here who's battling one another and having negative words against their own, right now in the midst of this battle we got going on right now against our enemies is not good. You got to come off of that. But again, this is a word to the saints. Not my saints. Excuse me, family. I won't say my saints. You know, I got to take me out of this. This is about the people and about the Most High and what He wants us to understand and to know. And with that being said, family, I pray all is well with you and your family. You continue to stay prayed up. Please follow me. You can follow me on my Facebook page, Peace and Wisdom Study, where I go on there and I post a lot of good little videos and stuff like that. And I also will be doing extra recordings on there. I'll be going live. I will be going live on Facebook, Peace and Wisdom Study group. It is a private group. You will have to be able to join. You have to, you know, join the group and everything, because I want to make sure that you guys are getting clear-cut messaging, no extra stuff, and all that kind of thing. So I kind of monitor who comes in and out of the group, okay? It's very important that I want the Lord's word skewed in any way. But anyway, again, I appreciate you listening in. And until next time, have a blessed day.